Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon. Yeah. You're filling Brian for the day, Jesse. Got you joining us on these airwaves here. Dueling Tangents broadcasts on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, and on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha. You can also download the Devil Radio app and take us with you wherever you go when you're outside of our listening area. And Jesse, just one thing, and sorry to cut you short there, Hawk. We got the hard breaks set up here, and I know you wanted to say a little bit more, but my understanding, and I get what you're saying, if Gableman allegedly does any portion of election review work that is slightly tangential to any of the things that he's expensing on that expense report, he can justify the expenses. But I would contend Gableman has been out of contract and still billing the Wisconsin taxpayers for these expenses since at minimum December 31st. But on paper, here in Dane County, a Dane County judge stated on the record that he believes that Gableman's been out of contract since October 31st of last year. So as much as we have the pretty relaxed spending laws here when it comes to what these state tax dollars are being spent on, it seems like any justification of that, though, is completely thrown out the door. Well, when you're out of contract, you theoretically should not have any ability to claim any claim to the ability to expense these funds because you're not working under an actual contract with the state of Wisconsin.
Also, let's just bring into context here that it's, you know, as the saying goes, it's okay if a Republican does it. Remember back in 2000, both the Senate majority and minority leaders, the Democrat and the Republican, were brought up on charges of campaigning on public time. On the public dime.
Right, and Gableman's not Chuck currently Quala. Campaigning, well, although I might contend he is.
Well, Chuck Quala went to jail over it, and Jensen went court shopping and moved it into, I believe, I could be wrong, I think it was either Waukesha, and then...
I believe it was one of those counties, either Waukesha, Ozaukee,
sure.
or Washington,
and,
yeah.
And then it walked away from it. So it's one of those things that it is a double standard, and he's clearly campaigning on company time. I could see... if he went up there to have some kind of public hearing about this or meet with somebody,
but that's
not
what he's doing.
Have
all
a telephone. He
all
went
of
there
his
to
reviews,
do a fundraiser.
Yes, all of his reviews are behind closed door, and there's no record keeping of those either. So there's nothing that he can provide to us, Jesse, that would exonerate him on that issue either. There's no proof. He's not tracking his review. He's not submitting his weekly reports where in that report it would say, oh, yes, I went to Chippewa Falls, and I spoke with this person, and this person about it. Election integrity.
Because he's a liar.
And that is why my review was there. And then I just happened to speak at this Chippewa Falls Republican event.
It understandably invites wild speculation. And this isn't even wild. Or
it's not
much
wild speculation.
It's not even speculation at this point.
Without him being able to provide evidence that he is not purchasing himself groceries from Costco and other places where all the places listed out on these expenses. Because, Jesse, I grant you, the open records released by American Oversight were lengthy. There's pages upon pages upon pages, and there's multiple articles in the Journal Sentinel, the State Journal. You can go out and look to see what Michael Gableman is expensing on your expense, because he is getting high on our supply. The taxpayers of Wisconsin are paying for Michael Gableman to do all sorts of things out of contract. There is no contractual obligation for Wisconsin taxpayers to pick up this cost, except the fact that Robin Voss is greenlighting it and allowing it.
The great irony here is that Republicans have, for our entire lifetimes, I mean, going all the way back to Reagan, like right after the pivot to the Southern strategy, you did this like racist trope of the welfare queen to talk about people who were on public assistance and how they were undeserving of it, and they were just living high on the hog on the public dime and not trying to find real work. And here's Michael Gableman and the Republicans doing the thing that they falsely accused other people of, just like voter fraud. This is the same thing, but with our money instead of our votes.
Gableman is sucking hard on the taxpayers' teat, and it is just getting outrageous. And I want to know to what level is this going to be acceptable to the listeners and to the taxpayers of Wisconsin? Because it baffles me almost, Jesse. It baffles me that this is happening before our eyes. Like, we know that he's out of contract. We have now seen the things that he's expensing. And last week in a committee hearing before the Wisconsin Assembly's Campaign and Elections Committee, he said that he spent about half of the $676,000 that has been allocated to him for this review. According to all the open records and the reporting on this, that number is much closer to $519,000 that he's already expensed to the taxpayers
of
Wisconsin.
That's the thing, though. It's not baffling to you. You understand it. It's frustrating because it shouldn't make sense.
Yes. But we're also asking, what's the craziest thing you've tried to expense or successfully expensed for work purposes? And so we're taking your calls on that. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got Joe and Madison calling in. Joe, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous because he is not just a person who is expensing things. He is a person under government contract being paid for by Wisconsin taxpayer monies who is expensing. And I will tell you, I worked for the government of Wisconsin for 20 plus years, and the work we did, you had a per diem, and the per diem was very strict. You couldn't collect the per diem. For example, you could collect a per diem for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, to a specific amount for breakfast, a little bit more for lunch, and a little bit more for dinner. And if it cost more than that, you ate it. You know, if it cost more than that, for example, to tip the waitress, you ate it.
Right, that cost was on you.
Exactly. It was to a specific amount, and if you're eating in Milwaukee and that costs more than eating in northern Wisconsin, too bad for you. You get to pay the difference. And the notion that you would be putting your Netflix account, you know, I worked shooting documentaries, and there's no way I was able to put an expense, my Netflix account to the state of Wisconsin every month when the bill came due. The notion that you could, even though that was part of my job, there was no way that that would happen. And the notion about the Costco, for example, buying a platter of food at Costco. Okay, let's see the receipt. We had to have a receipt for...
Yeah, sorry to cut you short, Joe. We're still going to a break here. But yes, those are all excellent points. And folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse joining me this afternoon.
In my defense, I was being charitable.
There you go. We'll be right back.